I need sometimes, you know, my sister, my brothers being next to me and having those sibling relationship and fights, you know, and then doing the house chores together. You know, your mom cooks for you, you go and clean, you know, you take care of the kids, like all this. It's a really a great way of life, but it has its own, you know, problems as well at the same time. And then the second thing is, it's the trust. We Afghans, you know, don't trust, especially if someone is not from part of our culture. Or when I say from part of our culture, I mean if they're not Afghan. So we always have this word of a foreigner, you know, he's or she's an outsider. And the more he's away or she's away from our own issues, the better it is. So that's why when we were telling the Canadian Armed Forces, you know, that create the trust, because once Afghans trust you, you will be able to achieve your mission very easily. And the minute, you know, the Afghan gets an idea that you are not a trustworthy person, or you are just using him or her for your own mission, you know, that you have, and then later when you go, you will forget, they won't be very cooperative with you. And a lot of, you know, my working experience with the Canadians and then with the Afghans, I did hear a lot when it comes to Americans, because I work with the Americans as well. And then there were a lot of the counterparts, Canadian counterparts, that they start working with the Americans. And a lot of them were saying that those Canadians were much better, you know, than the Americans in dealing, you know, how to respect and how to value a relationship. Whereas Americans are, even though we told them that don't do it, you know, like try to create a little bit the space for a personal relationship, you know, it's for a short period. If you go once, then do it or don't do it. It's all up to you. But still, you know, they're very, like, kind of business people, you know. There's, like, no, like, they don't try to put, like, consider that side of a relationship very important in achieving their goals. So a lot of times, the Afghan counterparts that work with the Canadians, and we were the interpreters and the cultural advisor, so all the times the counterparts would tell us, oh, those Canadians were really nice, you know. They at least knew how to respect and how to interact. And these people are very business focused. And sometimes we would get into a lot of issues, because when you go to an Afghan house, and I'm pretty much sure you might have noticed that with the consular general of Afghanistan, you have tea and, you know, the food and
very
everything.
Welcoming, yes.
So it's like, even though you're going there for first time,
yeah.
Whereas sometimes here in Canada, you go there, they tell you go and serve yourself, right? And take the water. Whereas in Afghanistan, it's not the same thing. And this reminds me of one day when we had a meeting. And the counterparts worked with the Canadians, and that's exactly what the Canadian did, because we taught them, say, listen, it's the first time meeting, bring chai and juice, you know, and tea and all those dry foods and stuff, and they would, like, bring it, and that's kind of hospitality, you know, that shows the importance of that person, and say, okay, you know what, it's my first time meeting him, and he respected me or she respected me, and I will now do my best to make her or has happy and try to help to achieve the mission. But one day, like, we were having this meeting for first time with the Americans, and we tried to tell them, you know, it's like try to do some kind of hospitality because it's first meeting, and they all said no, it's going to be business, just business. And then when we received the Afghan counterparts, you know, first of all, you know, they were having problems at the gate with security, and then we got to put them in a stinky place for waiting, you know.
Oh,
and those were the people, like judges and the prosecutors, like very, very important people. And it's like, they were like just saying, what is this going on? You know, it's like, we're not coming here again. You know, if we are not respected, we won't come here again. So they had the meeting and everybody was so mad. And then the Americans were asking us, what's going on? You know, nobody's in a good mood. And I said, we told you that, you know, first of all, you did not go and meet them at the gate. And they're mad about that. And then you put them in a stinky place. And these are the judges, you know. They're very important people in this province. And then they would tell them we didn't know. And I said, well, you did know, we told you, but you didn't just listen. So it's like, those my two, my work experience with the Canadians and Americans, and then getting and then being like what shared by the Afghan counterpart with us, that how they saw this mission totally different. Like, I still have a lot of Afghan counterparts that they always ask me about my Canadian, about Canadians, the military and the civilian with whom they work, and say, oh, how's this and how's that? Please tell them hi, hello. But the same people know Americans as well, but they never ask about them. So it's like when I say a personal relationship, or, you know, a relationship is important than a business in Afghanistan, it's all about this trusting and sharing information and helping, you know, and trying to manage the expectation, and then Afghans taking keen interest in your personal life, for example, asking you how many kids you have, what's your husband's name, you know, what do you do with this and that, rather than asking you, you know, how can you help me with this that problem. Because that society is a very family-oriented society. That's what is more important, you know. Like, one day, like, we had this a colleague of mine, and he was at work, and then he got a phone call, and he said, oh, my son is sick. I really have to go. And he left the office right away. And then the Canadian, they were having a really important meeting, and he was an interpreter there. And he left the office right away. And everybody was asking, why did he leave? He was here for the job and this and that. And I said, no, you know what? The son's sickness is more important than his job. And say, so he doesn't care if he's going to lose his job for this reason. And then they were mad, and they said, no, it's a job and this and that. And we said, well, this is Afghanistan. You know, if you want to do things here, better do it in Afghan ways in most of the times, rather than bringing your own way of seeing things, because that won't work in that country. Afghans understand that people are there to help, but still they say, you're here to help me. I will help you only if you do it my way. And my way would be a respect between each others. Respect to my values, respect to me as a person, and respect to my culture. Because the minute those things goes wrong, you know, that's where you make a lot of mistakes. And that's where the things get more difficult to handle. Because I, as an interpreter, sometimes we would yell at our Afghan counterparts because we didn't tell them about, they were thinking that we did not tell our Canadian soldiers or American soldiers about the culture. And we said, you know what, we always tell them, it just depends, someone listen, someone don't listen. And then it was the same, we were yelling at sometimes by the Canadians or by the Americans sometimes, you know, that we did not explain something properly to the Afghan counterparts. They say, no, we did explain, but there's this huge misunderstanding, not misunderstanding, I would say huge difference culturally. And when you're trying to bring these two different cultures into one, that takes time. And you will definitely see a lot of different reactions to people. Like in Afghanistan, a lot of men would have like kind of a lot of big beard, you know. And most of the time here, you know, in Canada, I really see a lot of men with big beard. And most of the time, the Americans or the Canadians would make fun of those beard, you know. And we said, no, you know, when you see a big bearded man, you better be respectful, because that says a lot about the respect that we have to show to the elders. I say it's not being kind of fun. So, you know, those stories, and I think, you know, one thing that I hope that the Canadians will learn from the Afghan is the family thing. And of course, you know, the Afghans in return can learn from Canadians a lot, you know, in terms of education, in terms of institution. Like, there are a lot of things that the Afghan can learn from the Canadians. And then, of course, the food, you know, is another big thing in Afghanistan. We are pretty much known.
The food is delicious. I had lunch at the Consul General's home yesterday, and I have to say, I strongly agree with you when you discuss hospitality. Every person that I've encountered from Afghanistan has an immense amount of hospitality, and the focus is on building a strong relationship. You feel very welcomed, and immediately the discussion is revolved around how you are, how you're doing, how is your family, how are your friends, how are your colleagues, and it makes you feel as though your life is important and that you as a human being matter, as opposed to the focus always being about work or on what projects you're focusing on. So I have to say that people from Afghanistan are very rich in hospitality and also some of the hardest working people I've ever encountered in my life. And I have to say that people from Afghanistan are also very trustworthy. So if they see if you are a trustworthy and honest person, you will receive the same respect in return and in exchange for that loyalty.
Yeah, and that reminds me of, we have in our history broken promises, and I'm pretty much sure if the Consul General of Afghanistan may have talked to you about that, that we Afghans were betrayed most of the times. You know, the promises that the world made with us sometimes did not do that. So that's why that also makes it difficult, because Afghans, when they see a foreigner, they say they're here for a temporary reason and they have their own interest, you know. And sometimes that makes it difficult as well, interesting. So we always like give this advice to Canadians. I say, for you guys, I don't know how much the value of promise is, but for Afghans, it's a lot. So if you really want to do something, you know, and you promise them of doing it, then they will expect you to do it for them. I said, there's no, okay, you know what, we can't do it. Make promise only if you know that you can actually do it. Exactly. Don't make promises if you are thinking that you will forget about it or you won't do it, because it's nothing for you guys, but it's everything for us. And that's like kind of, you know, they say, oh, we can say, I promise this and I promise that, but I really didn't mean by anything. So I said, then change the language, you know, it's like, and don't use the word of promise.
I absolutely agree with you. And I think that when a promise is made, it needs to be delivered, because there is a mutual respect between you and a person. And the way that Poland is very similar to Afghanistan in many ways, in terms of hospitality and also with dealing with certain companies and individuals, is that the focus is on the person first and then the business. And another thing is that in Poland, when a promise is made, that promise is delivered when the person is trustworthy. And I think that also in Canada, we have a lot of diversity and multiculturalism, and understanding different cultures is very important in order to be able to build a strong communication and to be able to build on a relationship. And I have to say that, like, as a person with a Polish background, I call myself Polish Canadian, because even though I was born here in Canada, I still have a Polish background. Both of my parents came to this country as immigrants. Polish was my first language, and it's something that I'm very proud of. And I feel that regardless of where you come from, you should always be proud of your background.
Absolutely. Yeah, if you're not proud of who you are, what is the guarantee that you will be proud of, you know, later becoming a Canadian or American? You know, you need to respect your own identity first in order to move forward in your life, and then understand the value and the respect or the importance of another citizenship. So that's how I will look into it. And I agree with you 100% on that. You know, you have to, anyone, wherever they come from, they need to respect who they are.
And Ms. Sahar, I saw that in 2012 and 2013, you worked as a subject matter expert in delivering cultural awareness training to Canadian Armed Forces before being deployed on Operation Attention, Canada's contribution to the NATO Training Mission Afghanistan program. I want you to discuss some of the, I know you talked about the impact of culture and the importance of understanding a culture, and how being negligent by ignoring things that are important to a culture and to people that belong to a certain culture can ultimately be detrimental, by being ignorant to one's needs and by being ignorant to respecting someone's culture, you can easily end a relationship and that person will never talk to you again. So I want you to discuss some of the awareness, the cultural awareness training that you provided to the people, and how that helped them build a stronger relationship with the people from Afghanistan.